My brothers and sisters, we just heard in our first reading from Sirach, wrath and anger are hateful things. And when I heard that, what came to my mind is that I must be hearing some news report again. It seems that as a society, we are so polarized today that respect and love for one another cannot be found. The end of this first reading admonishes us, and I repeat it, remember your last days and set enmity aside. Remember death and decay and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. So you see, for our own salvation, we must not carry these hateful things, or resentment, or wrath, to our graves. The fact of the matter is, we are all sinners. Each of us at times can harbor ill feelings towards someone that we think is deliberately trying to harm us. It does not matter if the harm that we feel is physical, or emotional, or financial, or even spiritual. Sometimes the necessity to forgive becomes more for ourselves than it is for the offender. There is no choice in the matter. We must forgive in order to be forgiven. Our responsorial psalm sums it up by telling us why we must forgive. And I repeat that. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, rich in compassion. He pardons all our iniquities. He heals all our ills. He redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with kindness and compassion. At times, we all can harbor wrath and hatred. But unless our hearts are so hardened that we refuse to acknowledge this fact, it is always possible to turn back to God. Now, setting aside the wrath and anger does not mean setting aside justice. It is okay and proper to seek justice. Our Father in heaven sought justice. The justice that he sought could only be achieved by sending his Son out of love, not anger, to make up for our offenses. Friday, as a nation, we honored the memory of the 19th anniversary of 9/11. What unbelievable strength it must take for those who lost a loved one to accept this admonition to forgive. Only with God's grace is this even possible. How many of us would be willing to say, "I forgive them"? What a heavy burden. But stop and think for a minute. What did Jesus say as he was tortured and dying on the cross? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Does it make it any easier on us if we acknowledge that we need to forgive for our own salvation? I hope so. But it is only possible with God's grace. We will be forgiven to the same degree that we are willing to forgive. It is never too late to pray for this grace and strength. It is never too late to turn back to God, even if it's just moments before we die. Now, just a quick little story. A few months ago, my sister called me to tell me that a friend of the family had asked her if her brother was a deacon. When she said yes, he asked her if she thought that I would go visit him and pray with him. He was with hospice at home. So she called me and I said, "Of course, I'll go today." When I arrived, he was fully alert but very quiet, and he wanted me to pray with him. During that time, I held his hand and explained to him that it was never too late to turn back to God for forgiveness. We both knew that he had been away from church most of his life. And I explained to him that as a deacon, I could not administer absolution. That would require a priest. So I asked him if he wanted a priest to come, and he nodded yes. So I called his pastor, explained the situation, and Father Rocker came right away. I left just before Father arrived, and the next day, the family told me that after receiving absolution, he closed his eyes and never opened them again. He was at peace. Would that we all could be so fortunate to pass with that kind of peace. In the gospel today, it seems Peter is once again having a little trouble understanding what Jesus was demanding when he asked, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. In other words, you must always forgive, even if it's the same dumb mistake that the offender makes over and over again. And then look at what happened at the end of today's gospel. When the master of the servant found out that the servant he forgave refused to forgive a fellow servant, his master summoned him and said to him, and I quote again, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Jesus then explained the meaning to Peter and the others of the consequence of not forgiving. Remember what he said? "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Just as I was finishing my homily, I came across a reflection by C.S. Lewis on mercy. And I quote him, "There is someone I love, even though I don't approve of what he does. There is someone I accept, though some of his thoughts and actions revolt me. There is someone I forgive, though he hurts the people I love the most. That person is me." Yes, my friends, forgiveness also involves forgiving ourselves. May we all remember what we heard in today's Alleluia verse just before the gospel. "I give you a new commandment," says the Lord. "Love one another as I have loved you." Amen.